there was no thought involved. Christie's reflexes were Cobra fast, but she was leaden compared to Ryan. He spun around, powering back along the corridor toward his son. Dean was on his knees, his pants around his ankles, his skin pale under the fluorescent lights. He was huddled over, hands grabbing at his groin, cupping his genitals. His head was bowed, his curly black hair tumbling over his face. For a frozen splinter of time, Christie couldn't make out what was wrong with the boy. Then she noticed the thread-like trickle of blood running down the inside of one thigh. He hadn't been shot or knifed. Couldn't have been. Dean was close to the pocked surface of the concrete wall, near one of the most deeply pitted sections of the passage, adjacent to the honeycombed holes that Ryan had examined.
Please, Dad, wait, please!
Christie was at Ryan's shoulder, poised for action. The strip lighting in the ceiling of the passage was oddly deceptive. Just for a moment, Ryan had the passing illusion that the wall at Dean's back was moving, like a bizarre curtain of stone lace.
What?
His son answered by lifting his hands from his body.
Oh, Gaia!
Ryan said nothing, dropping the blaster on the floor, drawing the long-bladed panga from his belt, and moving toward Dean. It was a worm. Deathly leprous white, its slender body twined around the young boy's genitals. Ryan couldn't even tell for sure whether there was only one of the coiling serpents, but it looked like only a single-scaled body, about 15 inches long. Nor could he see precisely what horrific wounds it was inflicting on his son. But the trickle of blood had become a steady stream, pooling on the floor between Dean's combat boots. There was a temptation to snatch at the creature and rip it away, stamp it into pulp. Ryan hesitated, aware that the other four had joined them. The hilt of the panga was slick in his fingers, and he felt like throwing up. Dean's agonized eyes bore into him.
Please! Get it off, Dad!
Now Ryan was close enough to be certain there was only one of the albino worms, and he could make out where its questing little head was buried, in the fold of flesh between Dean's scrotum and his thigh. Ryan reached out for it.
No.
What then?
Slow and easy, Ryan. Sudden movement and it could open up the artery, or you might snap off its head locked into the flesh. Gotta make it let go of the boy.
How? Come on, how?
Grip it behind its head, finger and thumb. Slow and easy, Ryan. Then start to pinch it. Not too hard at first. Slow and easy.
Ryan lay down the panga, wiping his hand on the leg of his pants, managing a grin at his son.
I'll soon have that little fucker off you, Dean. Just keep steady a minute longer.
The boy was looking beyond his father, out along the corridor. Beads of sweat trickled down his cheeks. His whole body was quivering like an aspen in a hurricane. Ryan eased in closer, trying to avoid the lashing coils of the lean ivory worm. The head seemed to be burrowing into the lad's flesh, as though it were eating its way inward. Out of the corner of Ryan's eye, he saw again the strange phenomenon of the concrete wall shifting like a white curtain. But he concentrated on the venomous little head of the creature. Now Ryan could see its vivid red eyes and the clamping jaws with a double row of needle teeth. Blood flecked its skin as it chewed through the boy's flesh. Ryan's fingers were trembling, but he knew he had to go for it. Hesitating would only make things worse. The scales of the thing were smooth and slightly cold.
Got it!
Clamp it real slow, Ryan.
Mildred was kneeling by Ryan's side, her breath frosting in the chill of the cavernous passage. Ryan's finger and thumb were squeezing. The worm pulsed, its jaws opening wider, and its body thrashed with an incredible whip-like tenacity.
Nearly done.
Soon as its head comes clear, pull it right away, Ryan.
Then?
Throw it over your shoulder and I'll do the rest.
Oh, the pleasure of that will be entirely mine.
Doc's sword stick slid free from its silver-topped ebony sheath. The teeth of the creature had relaxed their grip, revealing a hole the size of a magnum round on Dean's inner thigh. The bite welled with blood. Ryan tweaked the worm out with a snap of his wrist. He tossed it behind him, and Doc took care of it.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your ears.